But I'm also a little sad because all of these groups I started playing as a baby DJ, and I won't tell you how old I was when I was a baby DJ. It's like all of a sudden, where did the years go? How does that feel for you?
Well, it's it's not for the faint of heart, but put it through that way.
No, it isn't. And you've been doing this quite a while. Do you still love the touring aspect of being a musician?
I do. I personally do. I mean, it can be very hard sometimes. As a matter of fact, we just finished a European run that was about 9-10 weeks long. That was very, very tough on us. But you know, there are a few of us that really, really just enjoy being out there, and I happen to be one of those.
Now, how does the crowd factor into the touring? Can they really get you going some nights, or can they really affect what you're doing on stage?
Well, they absolutely do. Every night, there's no question about it. The audience completely affects your excitement level, and you know, sometimes they don't have very much energy, and then the mission becomes kind of to draw that energy out. And then other times you don't have a lot of energy, and they're crazy, and they hold you up.
Yeah, they can do that, especially when they hear the opening chords of one of their favorite songs. What drives the crowd the craziest to this day?
Well, you know, it's pretty obvious that it's Africa. Africa has become one of those songs that's just transcended, you know, average hitdom. It's sort of hit a strange second and third stride, I think. And so, yeah, I mean, we can, you know, to be quite honest, we can go through a whole show of sort of a mediocre response from the crowd, and then when we get to Africa, everybody's on it.
It's still bringing in the checks, right?
This is true. This is very, very true. We make fun of David Page that he has a golden golf cart that he takes to his golf.
We have a lot of golf carts down here, but I don't think any of those are golden. But then again, they don't have your success. You've played with Toto for a long time, and you took a little break, and you came back, in 2010? But you were a little busy during that period where you had a little time off, so to speak.
Hey, I did. Time off is not how I would put it. I had a whole other career going. I had a small children at the time. Got married after my time in Toto in the 80s, and then, you know, had children and got into a slightly different career, still in music, but just in the television and film game.
Oh, yeah. What is it like, now for a lot of artists, being married and touring is really really a difficult thing to do, or to have any sort of a family life? How do you balance it?
Well, I'm a little bit more fortunate than some of these other guys, because as you pointed out, you know, there was a period of time where I quote unquote took a break, but I was working in television, and so when my children were very small, I got to have my studio at home and be very hands on with them on a daily basis for their entire lives up until they were teenagers. So going back out on the road in 2010 was not as difficult for me as it was, say, for a couple of the other guys who still have small children.
Oh yeah.
So you know. That makes sense?
No, go right ahead. That makes a lot of sense. When it comes to family, I don't know that a lot of people know who your dad is, but you certainly had to receive a little inspiration when your father happens to be John Williams.
I received a ton of inspiration from him daily, you know, always. I mean, first of all, he's incredible. He's a great guy. He's a great dad. He was incredibly helpful when I was trying to be scoring for TV, because I didn't really start that career knowing what I was doing. So he was extremely helpful there, I've been inspired by him since before he had his first hit.
Do you remember the first time you heard those opening chords for the Star Wars theme?
Yes, I do. When that came out, I was 17, something like that.
Wow.
And I remember when he was working on it. We never really paid much attention to something that he was working on. If it turned out to be a big hit, obviously, a big surprise. But I remember it well. I was, 17 years old, and along with all the other teenagers of that time, completely taken by Star Wars.
It wasn't hard to do. But now you've got a new CD of your own, 40 Trips Around the Sun, celebrating 40 years of Toto. How was it to put all that together?
Great. I actually had the I had the honor of really building some of the stuff and putting it together. Now, the 40 Trips Around the Sun CD, which is the greatest hits with three new songs, is one release, but soon there's going to be a record called Old is New, which will include those three new songs and seven others.
Oh, very nice.
There's a whole new Toto album coming.
Oh, God, that's something to look forward to. I love it. You're going to be here at Ruth Eckert Hall. Oh, the date again. I believe you're going to be here in October, but you're kicking the tour off up in British Columbia. How do you like that?
It'll be good.
Yeah.
It'll be nice, you know. It'll be nice to get up there again. I haven't been there a couple of years.
How do you keep yourself busy when you're off stage, when you're on tour in all these different cities?
It depends different times of the year, but for the most part, my job when I'm not on stage is to be quiet, just to keep the voice strong for the shows. So I'm either, if it's in the summer, I'm doing a lot of, you know, walking, a lot of stuff outside. But for the most part, I sort of hibernate because I have to keep quiet.
Yeah.
If I chime in and try and goof around or go to any kind of a public place where you have to speak loudly, that's bad for me.
Well, I can understand.
So for the most part, Yeah, I mean, that's just part of the job.
Yeah, it's not healthy to stay. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to say that's just so for me. I'm kind of mostly doing a combination of hibernating and exercising.
Yeah, it's not always easy to stay healthy on the road. I completely understand that. You're going to be at Ruth Eckert Hall on Wednesday, October 24th, for an 8 o'clock show, and I know tickets are still available, but they're going to sell out fast. So, I'm looking forward to seeing you back on stage again, and I don't care how many times I've heard the songs. I want to hear them live over and over again. Really looking forward to it.
Great. Me too. It'll be awesome.
All right. We will see you on stage at Ruth Eckert Hall. And thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.